He used to run the train. The people from Mississippi, they didn't sell whiskey and spirits in Mississippi. They were dry.
Yeah.
But when the train would go back from New Orleans and slide out of Mississippi, the train used to make a special stop for the depot, a long stop. The people would get off, they were on their way to Mississippi, they'd live there, and go stock up on the whiskey and spirits of Pickle in Hand. They would just, you know, they could take it up into the, they didn't have, the prohibition people didn't search them too much for something when they got into Mississippi, they could take it on.
Yeah.
But I think the people in Mississippi who were, what do you call it, real gung-ho prohibitionists drank more than the people in Louisiana. They bought more anyway. It was a real prosperous saloon.
Well, did you ever hear of them making it kind of illegal stuff?
Oh, yeah.
What they call that?
Bootleg, a moonshine whiskey. Moonshine. We had the best moonshine whiskey reputation for quality. It's in Mississippi, up here at a little town called Kill. K-I-L-N.
Yeah.
Kill, Mississippi.
Yeah.
During the time of Prohibition, they made the best whiskey.
Oh, yeah, I heard of that.
Of England.
Yeah, I heard that. I talked with a man from Kill up there. You know Norton Hance over in St. Louis?
Who?
Norton Hance. He's got a brother over
here. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, Norton. He has two brothers here, Michael and
that's right.
And Arnold.
Arnold, I was thinking Alvin.
Yeah. When I went to work, I told you about my incident of being hired at General Foods. When I went out to Des Moines to take my job with General Foods, this man that I went to work for was a name by a man by the name of and he was originally from Franklin, Louisiana, which is about 50 miles north of here. And he was a brilliant man. He was really, he was an alcoholic. But he absolutely had the sharpest mind of any associate I've ever known in all my life. He didn't have too much education, but he was personable, and he was smart. He started off his career out here at this, on the Gulf Coast. It's Broadmoor, what is now Broadmoor?
Broadmoor Beach Hotel?
Yeah, it's owned by Mr. He laid out the first golf course over there, and he, as a young man, was a very good golfer. And he, before he went to work for General Foods as a salesman in District 7, he was a pro golfer at the Medina Country Club in Chicago.
Ooh, yeah, Medina, that's a good thing.
And he was the first boss that I had when I went out to work. Well, one of the first stories he told me, you know, he was so glad to see, you know, he had to see a Southerner, you know, up there to go to work for him. He told me about after he taught some golf out here, because he was pretty good. And he said, I don't know why I got out of the golf business. He says, unless it was that I came north and went to work at Medina. But he says, I was making more money and having more fun on the Gulf Coast. It was in a resort area in those days. He said, I was running seven bootleg whiskey from Kill and teaching golf and just having a big time. So I just wanted to get in a bigger, more prominent area when I came to Chicago. I thought I would. He didn't have a circuit then. He didn't win enough money to do you any good on the pro circuit then. But he taught golf and how he got associated with General Foods. He taught the vice president of General Foods family, you know, how to talk, play golf. Mr. Clayton, and then his sons. And he